Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Solidly Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have another road trip edition for you. All right, we have a road trip edition. We're going to be talking about our trip to Long Island, New York. Long Island, New York. And to the Big Apple, New York City. The big city. All right, so... let's go back there. We went up for a vow renewal to Long Island for our aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
They were doing a 20-year vow renewal, but we wanted to talk about the trip because we actually drove to Long Island because it was only about a 6.5-hour drive from Virginia Beach to Long Island. So someone suggested that we should go up by New York to not pay for the tolls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the tolls, I think I looked on the actual app that I was using, which I use two apps primarily. I use Waze and then I use Apple Maps. And it actually tells you how much the actual tolls are going to be. So for the trip up to Long Island, it was about $50-something in tolls itself, right? So the first one was the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and I think that was about $20-something, right? Something like that. So the Chesapeake, if you don't know, if you haven't been on it, it's up Highway 13, and it starts in Virginia Beach area over by Little Creek, by Little Creek base. And once you pay the toll, you are on this, I think it's about a 26-mile bridge, isn't it? Something like that?
I'm not sure.
Or 13 miles.
Maybe it's 13 miles.
I don't know what it is, but it's a long bridge. Let's just say that. I think it is 26. I have to look that up. But the actual bridge itself, it's a beautiful drive. You know, you get some beautiful sunrises and sunsets on that bridge because we've even taken some real nice pictures as we were coming back across there or whatever. But the reason why we're talking about this is because with the tolls or whatever for that much money, those roads, they are real nice, right? You know, they're nicely paved.
That's right.
You don't have a lot of potholes and stuff like that.
Runs smoothly.
Yep, yep. It's a nice, smooth road. But if you've never been on there and you plan on going on there, they strictly enforce the actual speed limit. So if it says that it's 55, you better be going 55 through there because they have cops that sit out on the actual bridge in these certain little cubby spots and they will pull you over, right? They have about three or four that patrols each segment of the actual bridge. So you just have to be careful, you know, if you're doing that. So that one is no problem. Like I said, you can get to Long Island by going up by DC and taking 95, but that's going to add about 2 hours and a half or something like that to your trip. So is $20 worth it to you, or do you want to go 2 hours out your way to save the $20?
Right.
Either way, you could be there and burn the gas up anyway, right? So I believe that it's better just to go across the actual toll itself.
Pay it.
Right? Pay the toll. Okay. So then you're working on your way up 13, and you got these little small towns, and the speed limits, some of them is 35, 45, and they got signs that say the speed limit is strictly enforced.
Mm-hmm.
Another place, do not speed in these towns, mm-hmm. because they got these cops that's sitting out there, and they're waiting to pull you over, right, so they can write you a Christmas present. So you don't want a Christmas present, right? So that is cool. Don't speed. So then we get into Delaware and we got to pay some other tolls, and they're like $3 or something like that. But the one that we really want to talk about is the tolls up in New York itself. So this one toll in New York, it was $17. And it was a pothole like every, I don't know, how much of a distance would you say? Man, like every 10 feet or whatever? I mean, so you're collecting all of this money from the tolls, but what are you doing with it,
right,
though?
What are you doing with the money that you collect from the tolls?
What are you doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
These roads are terrible up there. Matter of fact, it's just about to bust people tires, in my own personal opinion. Mm-hmm. So you're collecting $17 a car, and it was a ton of cars on there. And don't get me started on the traffic in that area, right? So what is the fascination with
New York?
What can you tell me about that?
It's where dreams come true.
Where dreams come true.
Yes.
Well, all I can see is traffic, bumper to bumper,
mm-hmm.
right? So we were doing good until we got up in that area. But as I was telling some of the couple that was riding around with us,
uh-huh.
I actually said that normally when we go to New York, what do? When we go to New York? We've been in New York a couple times.
Drive there and then park it, and then we use the subway.
For everything else. So usually once we get into New York or whatever, or we get to our hotel, we park our car, and that's a done deal. The next time we go back to the car is when we are getting in the car
and
to actually
to
leave
hotel.
And go back to Virginia.
And go back home. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, but the couple, they were like, hey, we're not going to rent a car or whatever. Can you guys pick us up from the airport?
Uh-huh.
So, man, I thought about that, and I was like, man, I'm not driving to no airport because these people are crazy.
They can't drive on you.
They can't drive at all in New York City. And a car can be in front of you and one behind you, but the car behind you is going to blow the horn like, hey, go ahead and hit that car and move
so
them out of the way. Mm-hmm. Right? And we're like, man, what in the world is wrong with these people here? You know, what do you want me to do? You want me to just run into the car?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand that. But some of the rudest people, driving wise, I've come across. And I think I was telling that couple, that we drove in the United Kingdom, in Paris, France, Prague, all over Europe, right? And these people are the rudest for driving wise. I mean, they will just cut in front of you, they will cut you off and get mad if you look at them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and I think the guy that was traveling with us, he was saying that they have passed a law where they can't blow the horns like they used to in New York. But some people were still blowing the horns, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Right? So they were still blowing their horns. So the traffic was bumper to bumper on the road, just everywhere, cars everywhere. So we probably took about 45 minutes to an hour to actually get to Long Island once we hit New York because of the traffic. It was like at a standstill. And I guess it was about, 3 o'clock, 3:30 when we were actually in New York City. And we passed through, and that traffic was terrible. But back to the main point, though. You're collecting all of these tolls in New York. So why aren't you putting that money back into the roads, right? That's what I got a problem
with. They're supposed to be putting it back into the
roads. Does it look like they're putting it back in the roads?
No, it does not.
No. So they got to do a better job of that. And if more people complain about it, I think they will get it done, right? So you're busting people tires and stuff like that. And we saw a couple cars on the side of the road with the flat tires and stuff, right? Because if you hit the wrong pothole, you know, that's a big problem. But if they could just take care of that. But now, okay, so now we have made it to the actual hotel or whatever. And the accommodations wasn't bad, not bad at all. I agree with you on that, even though the place that we were staying at, they wouldn't have certain products like turkey products or something like that. And they were like, nah, we don't do no special requests. Whatever they got is what they got. That's the first time I think I've heard that at a hotel. Because usually when you say, hey, they'll try to accommodate you. But these people, they were like, nah, if all we got on there is pork sausage, Joker, you eating pork sausage or you ain't eating nothing. Nah, but they had other things, though. But it wasn't a big variety like at certain, you know, other hotels or whatever, right? I mean, they have a few things on the little breakfast buffet. Mm-hmm. But for the amount of money that you're spending on the hotel in New York, you would think that they would want to accommodate you, right? Mm-hmm. But nah, these folks like, nah, we don't do that. Not at all. Okay. So now, what else do you want to talk about for the trip? Do you want to talk about this thing about what we were talking about before when we were doing our pre-show, when the person was saying that you can't take the money with you,
right,
or whatever? You want to talk about that?
That's
what I want to talk about.
What
do you have? What do you have? And then I got my 2 cents.
People say what they want, and they say what they want. You say what you want to say. There's a reason behind it.
Yeah, that's right. So someone that we were traveling with, they actually said, you can't take the money with you. Okay, I understand you can't take the money with you, but what we have to remember as a people is that what the Bible speaks of. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that you should leave an inheritance, not just for your children, but for your children's children, right? Mm-hmm. So how is it that if you spend up everything that you actually get, right? Everything that you get, how is it you're leaving an inheritance? Well, you know, you hear people say, well, yeah, you can't take it with you,
right?
But why does each generation need to have to start over?
No, what if, there's a reason why that person said that, Bernard.
Go ahead, what's the reason? Go ahead.
What if, you know, you're on a trip and you have money set aside, you have money budgeted to do certain things with?
Okay. Go ahead. That's all you got?
Yes.
That you got money budgeted for?
You have money budgeted for it. Now, how is that wrong?
No, that's not wrong. But you know how I am about that. When I hear people say that about you can't take it with you, that is like a mentality of someone who's in bondage, if you ask me. Because if you are saying stuff like that, you know, that's one of my pet peeves when people say that. So I'll tell you, you know, we just brought our car or whatever, right? And so the car wasn't cheap. Everybody know we got a Tesla or whatever, right? Because we talk about that, right? In which we supposed to be doing some videos and stuff about it at some point. Once you get out of school, probably. By then, the car be old and decrepit or whatever. But let's talk about that. So with buying stuff like that, how much money should I spend? What is you know, I guess that's my thing, because you hear people say stuff like that, and you know that's the one pet peeve that irks the crap out of me when I hear people say that.
Yeah, but people say what they want to say though. You can't stop people from saying
I know that. But I'm saying is when you say that though, what's your context for that? You're saying that everything that I do, I'm saving everything? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, but that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you need to understand where their person's coming from too. Now, if they have their money budgeted for their trip, now that's
I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. All I got a problem with is if you tell me you can't take it with you or whatever, which who doesn't know that? But what we have to get to the point of that it's not just about you, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what people don't understand. They think that it's just about today. And it's not just about today.
So how do you,
it's about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I'm saying. So
the person that you're talking about, Bernard, they think the same way that you think. That's why
we're just talking now.
I know that.
So I'm just telling you my point of view of it.
Yeah.
All right, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my point of view of it. So when you're talking about you're leaving an inheritance, right? And you're talking about your nieces, your nephews, or whoever, and we've talked about this before. Honestly, I look at the people who are budgeting their own money wisely, right? And if you're taking care of your money, we've talked about this, then you're in our will, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I see you throwing away your money, then your name gets scratched.
Yeah, but
just listen to what I'm saying.
No,
you got to give me an opportunity to speak. Yeah, that's right. You over there laughing, but I'm talking. Yeah, so I know.
You've been talking the whole time.
Okay, well, go ahead. Now it's your turn.
You've been talking the whole time. Okay, now I don't understand that now. If you have some money set aside and you're budgeting for it, now that's a totally different thing. Now you're on a little mini vacation. Now you budgeted for it. I don't see anything wrong with what, you know,
that person did.
No,
I don't see a problem with that either. If you had that budgeted, there's no problem with that. But where I have a problem at is when you tell me you can't take it with you.
Wait a minute.
Now you just talk. Now it's my turn. So now all I'm saying is that if you believe what you are reading or what the Bible is saying, how is that going to, what is the amount of money that I need to spend to make you look like, or make me look like, he's not saving, you know what I'm saying? Boy, he sure is spending now, isn't he? Boy, look at there. He buying whatever that is over there. Ooh, look at there. Now, you see what I'm saying? So it's the same exact thing. But to make that comment, just because I don't spend the way that you actually spend, how is that wrong? You know one thing? And I'm getting out. I know you've been talking for a while. But it's my turn now. No, but see. No, but it's true. So all that money, you know, or whatever, you spend your money on what you want to spend yours on. I spend mine on what I want to spend on. And we've talked about this before. You got it budgeted. You got a budget. So you got your money that you get per month or whatever that you can do whatever you want to do with. I got my money per month that I can do whatever I want to do with. So if I want to spend my money on electronics or a game or whatever, no question.
Okay, and what's the difference?
Oh, no difference. No difference. But the thing is, when you say, oh, man, you can't take it with you, is it because I don't want to spend $22 for a hamburger? That's a problem? Nah, I'm serious.
Oh, you
and you know that's true. Yeah, so you over there laughing, but it's true. Man, I'd rather spend my $22 on a game or something.
So, okay, what's the difference?
So, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Now, you're laughing, but we just talking. But now you see what I'm saying, though? Now you see what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you've been talking for a while, aren't you? No, but that's the God honest truth, though. Yeah, you see, I get fired up about that thing, though. Mm-hmm. And you know that. Yep, you know that. Yep, so that's how I feel about that. It's, if the money's coming in, and you got your money budgeted, I got my money budgeted, hey, you spend yours on whatever. If you want to take yours, and remember this too, if you want to take yours out back and just burn it, then that's up to you. That's your money to do whatever you want to do with.
But that's something that just irks your nerves when that comment is made.
It does.
A lot of people make that comment.
Yeah. You don't know, you don't read the Bible enough to know what the Bible actually says. That's all I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you don't? You don't agree with that? You don't agree with that?
I don't, Bernard. That comment has just set you off. That's all.
All right. Well, I think we've gone on and on about that. I think that's enough. So we'll leave it at that. Yep. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Peace and blessings.
Until next time.
Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.